Welcome to Onclive On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onclive On Air is a podcast from Onclive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onclive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by PMV Pharmaceuticals, we had the pleasure of speaking with Ekaterina E. Dimbrava, MD, about the Phase 1-2 Pinnacle trial of PC-14586 in patients with P53Y220C mutated advanced solid tumors. Dr. Dimbrava is an assistant professor in the Department of Investigational Cancer Therapeutics in the Division of Cancer Medicine at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. At the 2023 AACR-NCI-EORTC International Conference on Molecular Targets and Cancer Therapeutics, investigators presented Phase 1 data from Pinnacle. At a data cutoff of September 5, 2023, data showed that 67 patients included in the safety analysis who were treated with an efficacious dose of the agent, defined as 1,150 mg daily and above, had a median age of 63 years, and patients had received a median of 3 prior lines of therapy. In this trial, PC-14586 elicited an overall response rate per RECIST version 1.1 criteria of 38% at the recommended phase 2 dose of 2,000 mg daily. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Dimbrava discussed the rationale and design of the Pinnacle trial, phase 1 efficacy and safety findings with PC-14586 in patients with P53Y220C mutated advanced solid tumors, and the next steps for this research. Talking about the Pinnacle trial of PC-14586 in P53Y220C mutated advanced solid tumors, just to start, what data inspired this trial?
Since the discovery of P53 by Dr. Arnold Levine in 1979, the researchers have been studying the importance of P53 in tumor progression and all the key functions of P53. Now, mutations in TP53 result in loss of its antitumor activity, creating an oncogenic environment that promotes tumor proliferation, invasion, and drug resistance. And TP53 mutations occur in most cancers. So half of all cancers have a TP53 mutation. And the specific TP53Y220C, it's one of the hotspot mutations that is present in 1% of all solid tumors. And historically, P53 has been undruggable. We did not have any drug that would target directly P53. And so PC-14586, or we can just call it 586, it's the first-in-class small molecule that reactivates P53. It binds selectively to this protein, and it stabilizes in a wild-type conformation and restores its activity. This is the first time that we are able to target P53.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add about the key objectives of the Pinnacle trial or any important questions that this trial seeks to answer?
The main objective is to evaluate the safety, tolerability, the efficacy of the 586 in patients who have a solid tumor and they have the TP53Y220C mutation. Also, the study provides the first proof of concept that we can actually target and reactivate P53 in a tumor-agnostic targeted way. That means that it's not targeting a specific tumor type, but any tumor types that have Y220C mutation. The key objectives of the study is to also to evaluate the maximum tolerated dose and the recommended phase 2 dose. And for the phase 2 part of the study, we will have as the primary objective, the objective response rate.
What are some of the methods and design of this trial and what patient population is being enrolled?
The Pinnacle study is a phase 1-2 open-label multicenter study that is investigating the PC-14586 in patients who have advanced or metastatic solid tumors and they have the TP53Y220C mutation. To determine the eligibility for this study, patients must be older than 12, and they have to have had a molecular testing by next-generation sequencing of the tumor that showed the TP53Y220C mutation. And also patients, they have to have adequate organ function. They have to have a good performance status of 0 or 1, and also to have received at least one prior line of anti-cancer therapy and to have progressive disease on the last line of treatment.
What updated phase 1 results were recently reported from this trial?
We reported some recent updates at the AACR-NCI-ERTC meeting in Boston. Patients who had the TP53Y220C mutation and also had KRAS wild-type status, a total of 13 patients had overall partial responses. So the overall response rate was 34% across multiple tumor types, including patients with ovarian cancer, breast cancer, small cell lung, endometrial cancer. These patients received the treatment at an efficacious dose. The 2,000 milligram QD was determined to be the recommended phase 2 dose. At that dose level, so at the 2,000 milligrams daily, the overall response rate was 38%, which is much higher than we see with a non-selected phase 1 clinical trial.
What should be known about the safety profile of this agent?
PC-14586 has a favorable safety profile. Patients are tolerating treatment well. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea really improved with administration with food. Also, the study had a very low discontinuation rate of only 33% because of treatment-related adverse events.
If the data from this trial continue to be positive down the line, what could this mean for the treatment paradigm?
586 really showed preliminary efficacy in multiple advanced cancers. This really brings hope that P53 now is considered a targetable gene and not anymore an undruggable. If the phase 2 part of the study is positive, we believe that PC-14586 would be a valuable addition to the arsenal of tumor-agnostic targeted therapies that would bring hope for patients and improve their outcomes.
Can you talk about some of the next steps for this research and some of the plans for the phase 2 investigation?
The study is still enrolling in the phase 1b, which is in combination with pembrolizumab. For the phase 2 part, we'll open soon and we'll enroll patients beyond the United States, and we'll have new sites in Europe, in Asia, and we'll evaluate the efficacy of the 586 at 2,000 milligrams daily in patients with Y220C mutation and KRAS wild-type tumors.
Are there any potential limitations to this research that you foresee at this point, or maybe any potential barriers to enrollment?
No, not at all. I believe that now next-generation sequencing is really part of our daily routine, and all patients should have next-generation sequencing that will help identify patients who are Y220C mutated, and for the phase 2 part that also they are KRAS wild-type.
Are there any other data or presentations that you were excited to see presented at the AACR and NCI EORTC meeting?
Many exciting presentations. I believe that there are some new possible targets like PRAME. Also, there is a highlight on antibody-drug conjugates and KRAS-targeted treatments. So a lot of exciting new treatments for patients with solid tumors.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by PMV Pharmaceuticals. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Onc Live On Air.